Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
The rise of brand new secondhand EVs. The global chip shortage has triggered a surge in demand for prized, pricey used electric vehicles. It's only just beginning, by Ariane Marshall. David Cottrell got his $39,999 Tesla Model Y last February. The compact electric hatchback was a fantastic car, he says, but just a few months later he decided to input the make and model into the website of an online used car retailer. Surprise! The Tesla was already worth $10,000 more than he and his wife had paid for it. They were thinking about buying a house in their hometown of Seattle, and the extra cash felt like a no-brainer. By June, they had sold it for $51,000, a tidy profit. Now, Cottrell looks back at the transaction with a twinge of regret. He loves his new home and is excited about his reservation for a roomier Rivian electric truck, which is set to be delivered this summer. But when he plugged the same Model Y into the online used retailer again this month, he found that the car would be worth only about $2,000 less than what he sold it for, even after factoring in the 20,000 miles he's driven since then. If we could have kept it, I could have driven for a year here and could have come out pretty equal, he says. This is not the way a car's lifespan is supposed to work. They're supposed to lose their value over time. This is why used cars are generally less expensive than new ones. But right now, everything is topsy-turvy. A toxic mix of pandemic-era supply shortages and inflation have spiked prices of used cars and trucks, which were up 35% in March compared to the same time last year, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's not unusual for certain used luxury cars, like Porsches and Corvettes, to go for more than their original sticker prices, says Luke Walsh, the owner of Green Eyed Motors, a dealership outside Boulder, Colorado that specializes in electric and hybrid vehicles. Now it's trickled down into the commoner's car, he says. Things have gotten extra strange in electric vehicle land, where used cars seem to be getting newer. Figures tracked by Recurrent, a company that follows the battery health of EVs, and the data for MarketCheck suggest that last year, the majority of used electric cars for sale were 4 or 5 years old. Today, just under a third of used EVs are 3 years old. EVs sold in 2020 or 2021 make up 17.5% of inventory. It is weird, says Brian Moody, the executive editor of AutoTrader, an online car marketplace. In fact, the whole situation is near unprecedented, he says. If you're someone who's hoping to go electric right now, it's also unfortunate. Despite the high prices, EVs and hybrids are moving out of lots faster than they can get them in, says Walsh. Carvana, a company that buys and sells used cars online, says 90% of its electric vehicles are in the process of being purchased, compared to 45% just over a month ago. The rise of the new used car started with the microchip shortage, which began to seriously affect car production in 2021. Today's vehicles use at least 100 chips each to control their complex electronic systems, and electric vehicles, which are especially complicated, can use as many as 1,000. But when the COVID-19 pandemic first hit in 2020, automakers cut back on their sales forecasts and on their purchase of chips. Chipmakers sold their wares elsewhere. Then came federal stimulus checks, which sent thousands of dollars into U.S. bank accounts. Some Americans sought big chip-filled purchases like computers, gaming consoles, and cars. But automakers no longer had the silicon to make cars happen and were forced to slow or even stop production. The mess pushed up the price of new cars and sent more cost-sensitive buyers into the used market, where prices soared too. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and subsequent sanctions on Russian exports led to new supply chain bottlenecks. The price of nickel, a component of some electric vehicle battery chemistries, swung wildly this month. And in the U.S., rocketing gasoline prices led car buyers to seek out electric vehicles. Prices of electric vehicles were creeping up for a while, and then there was a big jump with the war and high gas prices, says Al Bostonmaier, the owner of Greenlight Auto Wholesale, which sells EVs and hybrids in Daly City, California. It's just crazy. It's at an all-time high. The new and used EV crunch and the temptation for EV owners to flip their new Teslas, Ford Mustang Mach-Es, and even lower-end vehicles like Nissan Leafs could stick around for a while. New cars are getting a bit cheaper, with new vehicle transaction prices falling by 0.3% between February and March, according to Kelley Blue Book, an automotive research company. But new vehicle transaction prices are holding steady and even going up for electric vehicles, which saw a 1.8% hop in that same time period, and hybrids, 8.6%. In other words, new green cars aren't getting any cheaper right now. And here's the big problem for electrics. Some new cars that were supposed to enter the market in 2020 and 2021 were never made. That means fewer used cars trickling down the market this year and next year and the next. At some point, the new car prices will recover, but it's going to be a long time, says Scott Case, the co-founder and CEO of Recurrent, the battery health company. This whole system, it's going to take a long time to work through and get to a new normal.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.